Please join me in prayer. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. So today there's going to be some questions. Like I said, good news. You don't have to answer any of them right now. So my first question that began my journey of this sermon is, what might we possibly need clarity on? Working backwards, perhaps the seed has just been planted or is waiting to be planted, or the soil needs cultivated and fertilized. Perhaps we need to be presented with a different angle or multiple lens to see clearer. Then, having the awareness of what season of spiritual growth we might be in and where in life we are. All these ways allow us to witness new things or different views when we get stuck only looking at the conditions and the problems one way. It is like when we reread our favorite poem or story or Bible story, and something new rises up to the surface for us to examine. Especially, we may have heard the telling of those stories a dozen or more times. Switching to our gospel reading, we may be familiar with the parable of the Good Samaritan, or maybe less familiar depending on where you have begun your spiritual journey. Perhaps you also have heard different interpretations and you are stuck with a different takeaway. The takeaway could be enforcing a part of your journey and encouraging you to see the commandment of Jesus in a new light. What arose within me was the line that says, when he saw him, he was struck with compassion. And then the very last line that Christ speaks in this piece, when he says, go and do likewise. Leaving me to find the connection to what this can possibly be saying or trying to say. Along with, how do we interpret this scripture to get to the next set of indications of our path awaiting to be revealed? Before going deeper into the story of the injured man and all who saw him lying alongside the road, I ask that we have a sense of curiosity, inquiring, who might we relate to in this story? Is it the teacher of the law who came and interrupted the conversation between Christ and the disciples who had gathered? Or perhaps the priest who saw but did not act, because of the written law saying that priests could not touch a dead body, or the Levite with the unknown motives, keeping him to not stop and help, or with the Samaritan who was moved by compassion for the injured man, even though he did not know him. Pausing when we hear the parable spoken and hearing the plot twist because of the rejection of the message of Christ that only a few days before the Samaritans had done. They'd rejected the message from the disciples. So, the next piece is that it's important to note that there is a distinction between the things that make us uncomfortable and those that go against our ingrained compass. Those spoken or unspoken guiding values that inform our lives and our ethics. Even going as so far as the mindfulness that if I do this thing that is uncomfortable or stretching for myself, that it won't cause physical harm. Then extending ourselves grace to be okay with not doing something because of the consequences or the level of discomfort it might bring us or our loved ones. Along with interpreting what God might be readying us for, but we aren't in the right space to react yet. Each question or awareness pulls us back to maintaining and expanding our spiritual growth. The key is a carefully struck balance with awareness and clarity and connectedness within ourselves to listen and allow guidance of the Spirit that lives within us. Holding all these things off to the side while listening for a word or phrase that stands out to you. Which leads us back into the text. Like I mentioned earlier, that this is a familiar story. that we could probably tell others by heart. Not necessarily letter perfect, but paraphrasing to hit the highlights or the key things that throughout the years we've heard or grabbed our attention. Understanding that each time we hear the story or we've heard a sermon focusing on this gospel recounting, something new may pop up or stir within us. Noting that the stirring is the Spirit calling us into action or pondering on a point to see how God might be leading us to respond. What started the cultivating the soil was the larger question asked by Christ to the lawyer in response to the lawyer's initial question. What is written in the law? What do you read there? Leading into the transition of who is my neighbor? Asking first, what are the seeds that are being prepared to be planted within this story? The question of who is my neighbor? Is it the wounded man? Perhaps. However, it is the planted of the soil that of those that showed compassion to Christ, or Christ showed compassion to. That is the seed that is planted. Christ is explaining all these things that he's done in the past that they are aware of, that they know that he showed compassion to the outsider, to the foreigner, to those that were rejected by their community, that Christ welcomed them all. And it's each of those acts are rooted in the mercy of God's love. Secondly, what was taking root is who we identify as our neighbor, remaining cautious about claiming those who make us comfortable or those that are easy for us to classify as our neighbor. If we only see those that we have commonality with, those that we share a property boundary with, and those within the community we live. When we do that, we risk cutting off the flow, or we try to stem the flow of God's love that is being poured out freely into all of us. When watering the soil of who is my neighbor, we work diligently at finding balance without cutting the flow of the stream or the floods that the corrugates. However, the seeds that Christ is planting is challenging the lawyer not to narrow down or try to place restrictions or margins around them. Third, the field that Christ is expanding from is narrowed. It's slightly seeded in sections to one that is bigger and is rooted in God's love. Then those we name as our neighbor knows no boundary, thus opening the concept of a neighbor to all, because we are all made in the image of God. So how does this impact us? I ask that we consider the quarter of an acre that has been seeded within us and around us to expand, to remove the geographical boundaries that slow us from interrelating with our neighbors. Cultivating that takes place in our soil for the new seeds we planted with awareness to the restrictions that we've placed on ourselves. Those that impede us from trying new stewardship roles or committees within the church. Those which may hinder us from supporting missions across county lines, state lines, continental lines, and geographical lines, bringing us back to go and do likewise. This final commandment within this section might cause us to engage in and explore the ground being planted in the sense of curiosity. It might take root within us to expand the boundaries that we have placed around ourselves. Examining this familiar parable to examine who are our neighbors and how do we share God's love with them. Amen.